T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dustin, we're going to get to Baker, and we're going to get to, you know, some other stuff, but here's what I want to hit you with.
Hit me with it.
Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away!
Oh, my God. Somebody's ears are bleeding right now.
That's fine. Part of the deal.
You believe the Browns right now, how confident are you? Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you the Browns are a playoff team? We'll make the playoffs. Not necessarily playoff team as far as talent, but just they'll make the playoffs. How confident are you?
Not confident at all. How confident are you?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I can't even I need to see what happened Sunday night in Baltimore, and I guess that's where I want to start.
Okay.
I'm sure we're going to get killed. I'm sure it's going to be, well, you know, if you...
It's so negative.
Maybe if you cheered for him, maybe if you rooted for him, maybe... It's not that, guys. I don't see a reason to think, unless Lamar Jackson's out again, and they're saying in Baltimore that he's trending in the right direction. But unless they're going with Tyler Huntley again on Sunday night, stop, Dustin.
I didn't do anything.
Unless they're going with Tyler Huntley again on Sunday night, I don't feel confident.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm not a Browns fan, but I don't know how you could feel confident. And, you know, they're saying, well, Baltimore is gonna they're gonna start hitting their stride with Lamar coming back, and Lamar had a chance to rest up, and that's kind of another sore subject, pardon the pun. But the idea that, wow, you look around the league and Tyler Huntley and Colt McCoy and Mike White and Cooper Rush, and the Browns have the highest paid backup quarterback. And yet, for whatever reason, they just don't want to go to more on that in a moment. I just feel like, and this is the frustrating part, we had such high expectations.
High hopes.
We still do, but this schedule is rough. I mean, you've
Chico,
got...
Chico, I mean... Here's the deal. I mean, they're a 6-5 football team. They barely beat an 0-8, 0-9 Lions team. And you can say all you want about, oh, the Lions just, yeah, they lost on a field goal last second to the Ravens, and they tied the Steelers, and I get all that. Well, they had Goff when they did that. I mean, we barely beat Tim Boyle.
Yeah, you better get that
Tyler
name Boyle. Right.
12, Tim Boyle?
12 TDs to 28 interceptions. Tim Boyle's a stud. Not to just crap all over Tim Boyle, but does it surprise you that there's the backups in the league for the most part are guys that had great college careers, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. maybe they're a veteran. I don't know how Tim Boyle's even on a team.
Let alone be on a team, like start a game.
He couldn't even get it done at UConn and Eastern Kentucky. But anyway, digress. It'd be nice to be able to focus.
You haven't lived till you've been to Roy Kidd Stadium.
Yeah. Is that?
That's Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah,
I once did a game there.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of sounds blasphemous with you wearing Western Michigan.
Richmond, Kentucky. Ever been there?
I have not. Not that I know.
You're not missing much.
I don't know,
buddy,
if I
boy.
Drove through it.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, they barely beat Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
Give me a reason. I'll throw it out to you. Throw it out to the fans. I want to hear if you are confident in the Browns making the playoffs. Tell me why. Tell us why. And you can, hey, is the talent there? Yes, albeit banged up, including one very important position. But I feel like this is just one of those, it ain't going to happen. We want it to happen. It just ain't going to happen. And, I mean, this is the season. Coming up this Sunday night on the road at Baltimore. So when somebody says, you know, don't you feel like the Browns are a playoff team? I need to see them do it Sunday night. Because I feel like if Sunday night doesn't happen, forget it. The ship is sailed. There's just too much parity. There's too much. They're on the outside looking in. I mean, hell, the Colts right now are looking like a force, and everybody was ready to bury them. Right. They're right there in the hunt. So, they have the talent. You're getting guys like Kareem Hunt back. You're getting guys like Jack Conklin back. But ultimately, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. It feels like this disconnect that's out there in Berea, for whatever reasons, I don't feel like it's going to get solved in the nick of time. It just doesn't feel that way to me. Am I overthinking it?
No, I don't think you're overthinking it. I just think that the schedule is really tough, and we're playing a quarterback that can't move.
Yeah.
You know, I'd feel better about these next couple of games if I knew Case Keenum was playing.
You know,
I know a lot of fans, and I don't want to make this the Baker Mayfield show every day, but it's the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and a big reason why the team is where they are is because of him. And we got to figure out what's going to happen going forward over the next month is huge for this football team. It determines whether or not you make the playoffs, and you have to probably win this division. Like, I don't think they're going to get in at 10-7.
Wait, if you're going to tell me that they are, let's see, 6-5, so six games remaining, that they're going to go, they're going to get four wins the rest of the, sign me up. I'll take it. I'll absolutely take it. And by the way, when we throw it out, when we ask you, like, okay, what has you confident? What makes you confident? What makes you believe the Browns are a playoff team? There's one caveat, okay? You can't use, well, the league is so just up and down. Because it is, and I know I say that, but I always throw out that, you know, that shouldn't make Browns fans feel any better. It doesn't make me feel any better, right. And I'm sure for most of you, it doesn't make you feel any better. I mean, there's chaos in the NFL.
Sure,
but that's not a good enough reason. You can't say, well, I think the Browns are gonna make the postseason because, well, hey, it's been a chaotic season. I need like substance. I need, we're in a week where food's a big deal. I need your meat. I need your potatoes. I need your yams. I need your cranberry sauce. I need your pumpkin pie. I need your stuffing.
You need it all.
This is not about just woe is. There's no other way to go. I can't sit here for 5 hours and just paint a picture like, hey, you know what? This is rosy. The Browns are gonna turn it on all of a sudden. If they are, what is it that makes you feel that way? I'd feel pretty good about Kareem Hunt coming back. I'd feel very good about Kareem Hunt coming back. I'd go so far as to say, I was telling Keith before
the show,
they
need Kareem Hunt to come back.
Kareem Hunt, to me, I'm not saying he's the best player, but when you talk about like the fire, the guy that gets them going, maybe even quote-unquote heart and soul of the team, I think it's Kareem Hunt. I think when they watch him run, and he runs with that, you know, reckless abandon, and, and he's going there, and Browns taking on the Ravens this Sunday night. Browns have a tough schedule moving ahead. The talent's there, but we want to know, like, what is it other than, well, the whole league's just screwed up right now. What is it that makes you feel like, absolutely, I think the Browns are going to make the playoffs?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.